Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is April 3rd, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Glucagon-like peptide 1 receptor agonists reduce experimental atherosclerosis progression, inflammatory biomarkers, and cardiovascular events, irrespective of hyperglycemia and obesity. Glucagon-like peptide 1 receptor agonists, GLP-1RAs, significantly reduced atherosclerosis burden and inflammatory biomarkers in experimental rabbit models. In clinical subjects, these agents decreased inflammatory biomarkers and major adverse cardiovascular events, MACE. These beneficial cardiovascular effects were observed irrespective of the patient's glycemic status or obesity, indicating a direct cardiovascular protective mechanism. Article number 2. 10-minute asystolic warm ischemic time, AWIT, predicts mortality and severe primary graft dysfunction in donation after circulatory death hearts recovered with thoracoabdominal normothermic regional perfusion. A 10-minute asystolic warm ischemic time, AW1T, during donation after circulatory death, DCD, heart recovery significantly predicted increased mortality in adult heart transplant recipients. This prolonged warm ischemic time was also associated with severe primary graft dysfunction. These findings specifically apply to cardiac allografts recovered using thoracoabdominal normothermic regional perfusion, NRP. Article number 3. Time to quadruple therapy after initial diagnosis of heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. The study characterized the time to quadruple guideline-directed medical therapies, GDMTs, following an initial diagnosis of heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, HFREF. It identified specific factors associated with achieving timely initiation of these therapies in a large cohort of patients. The findings provide contemporary estimates on the duration and facilitators of initiating optimal quadruple therapy for patients with HFREF. Article number 4. Blood pressure genetic risk and incident hypertension at 2 to 7 years postpartum. The study found that genetic risk for high systolic blood pressure, SBP, significantly stratified the risk of new-onset hypertension in women. This association was observed at 2 to 7 years postpartum. The genetic risk was an independent predictor, separate from women's clinical characteristics and history of hypertensive disorders of pregnancy, HDP, including preeclampsia, eclampsia, and gestational hypertension. Article number 5. Effect of sildenafil on platelet activation and mediators of vascular remodeling during L5, AD support. Observational studies revealed an association between PHOSPHODIESTERASE5 inhibitors, specifically sildenafil, and lower mortality and ischemic stroke in patients undergoing durable left ventricular assist device, L5, AD support. This study conducted a double-blind, randomized, placebo-controlled investigation into sildenafil's causal effects on platelet activation and circulating mediators of vascular remodeling. This research aims to understand the direct physiological impact of sildenafil that could explain its previously observed clinical benefits in this patient population. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.